L.A. Holmes was born in Iowa to people who'd grown up farming with horses. She drove up to Alaska in 1988, starting her journey the very same day she took her last final at Iowa State University. Alaska has been home ever since. She has worked on or around boats for many years, including extensive pleasure boating, building her own vessel with her spouse, and making a living with her merchant marine license. All her hobbies and life activities relate to the water, beachcombing, killer whale research, captaining small vessels, marine mammal stranding response, employment, etc. LA has been visiting Kodiak since Y2K, but moved here in August last year to work at the college. Wacky and bizarre factoids of her life include having only worn makeup once, and having drank no more than 10 cups of coffee her whole life. She also naturally has perfect teeth with no cavities. Please welcome LA Holmes.
Good awkward evening. In 1996, I left Alaska for a year, went overseas to spend the entire year having awkward experiences with foreign men. And I'm only going to tell you about two of them tonight. I was 29 years old. I chose to go to Israel, of all places, and I was on a desperate shoestring budget. I didn't have hardly any money at all to my life. I think everybody kind of knows the plight of the young traveler. You know, you're on a budget, you got something to accomplish in life. And for me, my something to accomplish was pretty big. I had just gotten what I called my get-out-of-jail-free card, and I had been in a bad relationship. And just like when you're playing Monopoly and you're stuck in jail, you know, you spend a lot of time thinking, man, when I get out of here, I am going to buy Park Place, and I'm going to build on my property, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, you know? And you plan it, and you think about it. Well, I had done the same thing in my own little jail there, and locked in my apartment in Anchorage, and it was horrible existence, and I had decided a few things I was going to do. And once I got my get-out-of-jail-free card, I started through my list, and I was doing stuff, and made my way over to Israel. So this stage of my life is pretty important. You know, there's like that few years there from 27 to 30 that's really critical for me to get back on my feet as a human being and, have the life I want. Of course, I was terrified of failure, all of those normal things for what you might expect. Well, when I got to Israel, I enrolled in what's called Olpan. It is a language class where you spend 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, learning the language. And you know, in English, we read from left to right, but in Hebrew, you read from right to left, and the letters are entirely different, so you can't get anything mixed up. Should be pretty straightforward, right? I got some things mixed up. So I would walk to and from school every day from the youth hostel where I was living. The Olpan was on the coast right in Tel Aviv at the Mediterranean Sea there. And so I'd walk from the youth hostel to Olpan, spend 5 hours there practicing words like fork and knife and spoon, you know, and then you walk back. And very, very interesting. The attack helicopters would fly right over us in the morning heading up north to, like, drop bombs somewhere, and then in the afternoon, you're learning words like shoe and floor and door, and, you know, they're heading back south. And it's all just in a day's work of language learning at Olpan. And I decided I didn't want to live in the youth hostel anymore. It wasn't really a stable environment, as one might guess, like if anything over there was stable. But I went to a part of town where I thought I'd maybe be able to rent a room. And I started asking around. And I'd actually been in this part of town before. There was a ma-and-pa store on the corner where I used to like to go buy a little pack of chocolate wafers. It cost like 3 shekels, and I could afford that. So I'm in this store, but I haven't really been to Olpan very long, and I don't have very much Hebrew, and I don't have very many words. And the couple who owns this store, it's about like three times as big as this little stage here, They don't have very much English, and I'm talking to them, and I tell them I need a place to live, and they seem to understand that. I'm telling them in Hebrew, right? And they're coming up, trying to come up with ideas, and as people come in the store, it's a little local community store. Everybody's trying to come up with ideas of how to find a place for me to live. And nobody has any ideas, and there's lots of conversation going on, and I understand very little of it, and I'm just kind of like going with the flow. And then this policeman comes in the store, and he apparently lives locally and works locally right in the area, walking the beat, and he also didn't have any ideas, but then after a while, they all figured out that remembered that his wife speaks English, and that would be a good place for me to go talk to his wife. And I wasn't sure what all was, like, why I'm just going to, like, go talk to this guy's wife. And, yes, there's an English-speaking wife at, you know, at his home. Go and talk to her and or go be there or whatever. And I can remember telling the store owners, the mom-pa people, that I didn't really understand the whole thing very well. And they said, that's okay. He's a good guy. Go with him. So I went home with this guy, and when I got to his house, I remembered a lesson from Olpan. And the lesson is that the word for wife, Isha, and the word for woman is the exact same word. Mm-hmm. And you understand it according to context. And when I got in his house, I understood the context that I was to be the English-speaking woman. And I'm here to tell you that was awkward. He's a big guy, and I knew how to say phone number, and I knew how to write down the numbers. I took his number and left, you know, and okay. So I'm still living in the youth hostel, and I'm going to Olpan every day and learning words every day. One day, we learned this word for completed, like I've completed my homework, or it can also mean like done, like if something is all completely done, like the gas tank is done for or the box of cereal is empty. You use this word, it's gomer. And I, your vacation is over, you know, your work is over. It's the one same word for completed, done. And I leave Olpan. I'm walking down the street towards the youth hostel. I'm going to make a phone call. That's back when the phones were, like, attached to a cord and you had to stand on a physical booth, you know, a structure to make a call. And there's this guy in the phone booth, and I thought he completed the call. He, like, hung up the phone, and then he walked out a little bit, and then he turned and went back. And I had started, but then I stopped walking towards the phone booth because I thought maybe he had more to do, more calls. So I asked him, and I asked him in Hebrew, you know, I'm trying really hard, using all the language skills. I said, are you done in there? And he looks at me, he says, what'd you say? I said, are you done in there? And he looks at me and he says, where did you learn this word? And I said, I learned it at Olpan today. And he said, lady, that is a word for the bedroom. My get out of jail free card overseas, having awkward experiences with foreign men.